Hola, mamita, si es el hermano, ¿qué pasa en Estados Unidos?
I was one of the editors of the Student Review, which was a more or less communist, it was a communist controlled student paper, and Edmund Stevens.
Nathaniel Weil joined the Communist Party at Harvard in 1932 after becoming convinced that capitalism was doomed and that the only other alternatives were communism or fascism. Shortly afterward, he obtained employment under the Roosevelt administration in the Department of Agriculture.
After I had been at the job for about a year, when I was 23, I received a telephone call from a voice which simply identified itself as Hal from New York.
Hell.
And Hal asked me to meet him at a restaurant in a part of town which government officials did not frequent. I inferred, of course, that Hal represented the Communist Party.
No, really.
And he told me that his name was Hal Ware. He said the decision has been taken to organize a special secret cell of communists who will be totally separated from the party and will include only those people who are believed to have a big future in the government of the United States. This unit will be under the direct control of the Communist International, and you will have nothing to do with the Communist Party or any member of it. We were under no circumstances to engage in communistic talk. We were not to indoctrinate anybody, and we were not to try to recruit anybody.
Aha, no yes, he's a nugget. Polímer se to mi kníve házili z kubra, jak je tak, že jsem